My name is Edgar J. Steele, and this is a 5-minute nickel rant. I keep hearing how a secret British document which recently surfaced constitutes the smoking gun needed to expose Bush and force his impeachment. That document comprises the minutes of a meeting in mid-2002 between British Prime Minister Tony Blair and the British head of secret police, the MI6. The MI6 head just had returned from Washington, D.C., and reported a secret shift in American policy, whereby George Bush suddenly wanted to remove Saddam Hussein as president of Iraq via military force, using both terrorism and weapons of mass destruction as the pretext. Blair and his subordinate both discussed the fact that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and that Saddam was not threatening anyone at that time. But between them, they agreed that Britain would help Bush invade Iraq, then hatched a plot to get the United Nations to demand new weapons inspections in Iraq, which Saddam likely would refuse, thereby increasing the justification for war. Meanwhile, Bush was busy lying to both Congress and the American public, saying he had no intention of invading Iraq. Nearly a year later, he did just that, of course. In the interim, the UN did indeed demand weapons inspections, which Saddam Hussein allowed, apparently to the surprise and disappointment of both Bush and Blair. The UN weapons inspection teams actually proved Iraq to be clean, which, as we all know, led the UN then to deny Bush and Blair its authorization to invade Iraq. So America and Britain went it alone, earning the enmity of a world and marking America as a rogue nation for all time. The land of the free and the home of the brave, indeed. Now, 2 years later, we conclusively have proven that Iraq possessed no weapons of mass destruction. Unfortunately, now we are bogged down in a war that we are losing, just as we did in Vietnam a generation ago, and for the exact same reasons. This time, however, the American-controlled media is not reporting the gory details, such as an American squad getting entirely wiped out the other day. This time, you see, the American media supports the war. Why the change? Because we are doing God's work in destroying the enemies of Israel. Come on, admit it. You know that's the answer. Oil was the weak sister excuse after none of the other reasons panned out. The true American body count is unknown, of course, but far surpasses the nearly 1,700 dead American boys and girls officially reported. For example, if someone is airlifted out to a military hospital in another country, as most serious cases are, and dies there, as all too many do, that death is not reported as an Iraq war casualty. Now, this formerly secret British memo is disturbing, to say the least. However, to someone like myself, who was calling for Bush's removal over 2 years ago, it's unremarkable. It merely proves what others and I long ago were saying. See Bush Must Go in my archives for March 2003. The reasons then given for Bush's impeachment and conviction are every bit as salient today. In fact, I think I'll record that article and re-release it exactly as I wrote it. Let's see how it stands up to the test of time. In hatching the plan to invade Iraq, Blair was quoted in the memo just disclosed as saying, "If the political context were right, people would support regime change." Well, perhaps. But Bush and Blair, the keystone cops of modern warfare, clearly have proven incapable of engineering any political context except causing an entire people, the Arabs, now to hate America above all others, even Israel. As much as I dislike Clinton, you have to admit to longing for a president who, though he embarrassed us before all the world, merely made you ashamed. Yet, the world still loved us after Clinton. Now, everybody hates the U.S., even a sizable segment of the U.S. population. They impeached Clinton for doing what any of us likely would do in his position, lying about a blowjob. Why on earth can we not force them to impeach George W. Bush for running the biggest political con job of all time, for needlessly and wantonly killing hundreds of thousands of Iraqi and Afghani citizens, for the torture and murder of Iraqi and Afghani POWs on his watch, for getting thousands of American boys and girls killed and mutilated for life, for poisoning many of those who do come home with the radioactive dust caused by the use of depleted uranium munitions, for poisoning an entire country and its neighbors as well. This is genocide, pure and simple. The mass extinction of a people, practiced every bit as surely as does Israel every day, march toward the extinction of the Palestinian people. Meanwhile, Bush's outlandish spending inexorably drives America toward economic disaster, something far worse than experienced by our parents and grandparents last century. You've got to ask yourself, what exactly, to borrow Tony Blair's own words, is the correct political context whereby the American people will support regime change in America? My name is Edgar J. Steele. Thanks for listening. Check my website at www.conspiracypenpal.com for other messages just like this one.